Money doesn't always win elections, but it definitely helps. And that's bad news for Republicans in Vermont as they head onto the campaign trail this summer. According to the latest filings with the Federal Elections Commission, the Vermont Democratic Party's federal committee has taken in $186,000 in contributions and other receipts since the beginning of the year. That's nearly three times as much as the Vermont GOP. And those latest filings don't include donations related to a Democratic fundraiser featuring Elizabeth Warren this week that is expected to bring in more than $100,000.
You know, I think we'll be trailing them in numbers all through the campaign season. But I'm convinced that a good message and a message that identifies with Vermonters and offers real solutions to the problems they're facing will resonate.
That's David Sunderland, chairman of the Vermont GOP. Sunderland thinks that message will yield an influx in donations. His optimism comes despite a 2012 election cycle in which the Democrats' superior fundraising apparatus paid for a well-staffed field organization that was partly responsible for such lopsided GOP losses. With Governor Peter Shumlin wielding a $1 million money advantage over his newly announced Republican opponents and no GOP contenders for other statewide offices, the Vermont Democratic Party will be able to invest disproportionate sums in local House and Senate races. House Minority Leader Don Turner says that'll be a high hurdle for Republicans to clear in their quest for gains in the legislature.
The vast difference in money is overwhelming. I mean, there's so much more money on the Democratic side than there is on the Republican side, and that's a huge challenge to overcome.
Money tends to follow power in politics, which means incumbents have a built-in advantage over their challengers. Eric Davis is a retired professor of political science at Middlebury College. Davis says it'll be tough for the GOP to even the playing field, given Shumlin and the Democrats' near lock on the limited corporate donor base in the state.
Especially businesses that are either regulated by the state, subsidized by the state, or do business with the state. So the Republican Party doesn't really have too many sources that they can look to for financial support.
The prospect of Democratic Party money flowing into local races is a daunting one for Republican candidates like Dustin DeGree, who is trying to win a Senate seat in Franklin County.
And it's difficult for, you know, candidates from places that don't have a whole lot of money, where folks are really struggling right now. It's tough to get your name out there, especially when you know that there's help on the way on the other side if you start to do well.
The next federal filings are due on July 20th. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.